Say your prayers and take cover, because this week's Discovery rejoins the battle between good and evil with the Grim Reaper. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. It isn't easy being the Grim Reaper. You're constantly surrounded by the dead, and there are lots of them. But in Eighth Grave After Dark, the eighth book in the Charlie Davidson series by author Dorinda Jones, the Reaper has much more on her mind than just the wandering departed. The story catches up with investigator and Grim Reaper Charlie Davidson as she prepares for the birth of her child and the wedding of her best friend. Knowing that this baby is destined for great things, Charlie and her husband Reyes, the son of Satan, have gone into hiding on the sacred grounds of an old convent to protect her. But as Charlie deals with her evil stepmother, on top of her questions into who and what she is, an urgent investigation causes her to break all of the rules and put their plans in danger. Now, most literary series set the tone in the first installment and continue to stick with what works. But what started out as a quirky series about an investigator solving mysteries for the departed has transformed into a series of supernatural thrillers with a side of whodunit. Charlie may be preparing to be a mother, but she's still comical and prone to getting herself into sticky situations. She's joined to the convent by a whole cast of demons and the departed and other supernatural characters, and some lovable living beings, too. But as the series progresses, it takes a much darker turn. Charlie and the others are still trying to figure out what makes her and her unborn child a target for the hellhounds that surround their compound. And as they discuss and debate, it stops being a fun-filled paranormal adventure. Charlie takes on a supernatural mystery or two, but the focus is on much heavier and more complicated matters, and readers might be shocked by the surprisingly dramatic conclusion. But is it worth battling evil with a Grim Reaper? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The twists in the series make sense for the direction of the story, but for those who loved how the earlier books felt like a supernatural Stephanie Plum, it may not be an entirely welcome change. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Eighth Grave After Dark by Dorinda Jones is 219 darker and heavier pages long and is available from Piatkis Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.